Good afternoon, people. This is Sherry Edwards. So I'm going to start out this first podcast, as I said, or maybe I didn't say, and I thought I did, talking about dating. I wanted to start talking about, well, I planned to start talking about colorism, but I've just finished a long year, which was a great year, working at Dallas Community College, and I'm tired, y'all. I just don't want to do anything that feels like work right now. We're nearing into summer. I'd like to do some things and date. So dating is on my mind because... Well, let me get to that later. So I also want to pair this by talking about the book that I wrote a couple years ago. The book is called Telling Stories. The catalyst for the book was my move to Texas 9 years ago. I was just in a bad situation. I was underpaid. My sons had both went off to college, which I could even barely afford to do. Well, the second son had went off to college. My older son was already living on his own. And I was just at a really bad spot in my life, and I had to do something. And so I decided to come here and live with a sister, here being Texas. I didn't have a plan. I'd lived in Illinois all of my life. I packed up what I could into a storage and put a few things in my car. And with my doggy I had at that time, Mocha, we headed down this way. It rained all the way. My situation was so bad that when I was driving here, I didn't even have insurance. I didn't have insurance for a long time after I came here. I don't even think the sticker on my car was valid when I came here. I was in a financial struggle, people. And so once I got here, through happenstance, after about a year, I ended up going back to graduate school. But during that period of time, it was a struggle for me. So I guess that struggle I put into this story about this protagonist, this female protagonist, Janelle, who in a similar fashion comes to Texas to begin her life again. Unlike me, Janelle, Gigi is what they call her, had no children. But we did share some like characteristics that I'll talk about a little bit later in this podcast. And so she was my female protagonist. The male protagonist, because the story is told in two voices, is Desmond. Desmond is a mama's boy. He is a only child who has never married. His mother is up in age, and his father has passed away. He was close to his dad as well. His dad worked for the post office, a working guy, but that job enabled them to live this kind of middle-class life. Desmond was a military person, retired now from the military, and really trying to, make a life for himself as a single person and really be a supportive kind of son to his mom. Well, you know, he also has a daughter who he has spoiled. And that's coming back to haunt him about now. So mama wants him to get married or get a woman because she feels as though she doesn't want to leave this earth and Desmond doesn't have anyone and has never really dated anyone too seriously. So you guys, in my mind, I suppose Desmond was a culmination of some of the guys I've dated, here in Texas. I would say I've dated three guys, four, one more friends than dating because he was in a difficult spot. And so we really didn't, I'm not going to even say we dated. We were more just kind of mutual friends at that point in time. I was in a difficult spot. He was in a difficult spot. But officially feel like I dated three people from the Texas area. I went on other dates in between those kind of longer dating periods. And maybe they just really didn't go anywhere. We went to dinner one time, or maybe went to a movie or something like that. So I have been dating in the 9 years that I lived here. The last person I dated, we dated for probably off and on for about two and a half years or something like that. And so when I was writing this story, I was thinking of Desmond as a person, well, consciously writing him as a person who I felt like was a commitment phobe, a person who who would meet someone and they'd seem great to them, but then they would begin to nitpick that person apart, that woman apart, and not that that particular situation would end up dying down because of it. Sorry, I always get so hoarse when I'm talking in any kind of way. So that was my thought. You know, he was the flawed person in that way. When I was writing Gigi, I wasn't thinking so consciously about that with her. But after I had written the story, I realized that both people had issues with commitment. Gigi's issues manifested in another way. Part of that was that she continually kind of picked the wrong guy. And if you think if you pick the wrong guy and you kind of know you're picking the wrong guy after a period of time, you really are kind of saying to yourself, I don't want to be in a relationship, whether you're saying it consciously or unconsciously to yourself. In Gigi's case, something that she and I share in common is the fact that I did not have strong male role models in my life, something that's really impacted my life, impacted my children's life. I did not meet my biological father until I was up in age. I was raised by a stepfather. And in my family, there are children, I mean, we had different dads, us older three children. The last two had the same dad. And that was the father who raised me middle class, in a kind of middle class environment. He was a social worker for the VA, social worker administrator for the VA. And that's a big deal back in the 60s. But the fact of not really having that strong male role model, and I'm going to say my father, my stepfather was a good provider, and but I don't know that I felt that he was like my dad in that kind of way, you know. And in particular, once I left home, that wasn't the case. I didn't have a lot of uncles. I just didn't have, I had a small family, not a lot of people or those kinds of different role models to say, here is what a good man or a man looks like that you should choose. And my mom didn't, she didn't really know enough to give me that either. So we had that kind of that was the kind of dynamic I came from. And that's something, although my case wasn't, I mean, because Gigi is a fictional character, but she's fictional with some things that I know about in there, which is my typical way of writing. I include some of the things I know in a fictionalized way, but we did not share exactly the same kind of upbringing. So we have these two older people. I think in the Gigi is in her maybe late 40s. And Desmond is in his 50s, but they're up in age. Excuse me. I'm a couple years older than that. And this, the thing I guess I want to kind of talk about today is what happens in dating. Now, when I was writing this story, my enthusiasm for dating was higher. So I usually have used a site called Black People Meet, which, you know, I've met nice guys through there. People talk about it pretty badly. But for me, it's worked out well. As a Black person, it is cost efficient. I'm always looking for cost efficient. And you're going to see, you're going to meet the most Black people there, to be honest. I tried Match in the trial. Match is super expensive, and really saw some of the same people, and, you know, because it's the same area on Match that I see on Black People Meet. More white guys there, but I prefer to date someone in my own culture. I guess if I met someone who is white and or some other race and we got along, they would have to really, really, really be a certain kind of person for me to think they could understand my cultural experience, though, and we could have that kind of relationship. Nonetheless, Match wasn't going to work for me. I also tried the eHarmony, which has a super long enrollment thing that you have to do. And then after I did all of that, I probably all of the matches that they gave me, even though I think I said I wanted Black men, were white guys. And they were like white conservative guys, just from the things they said they liked. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're white and conservative, I'm not quite sure why you're willing to date someone Black, but I'm probably not the Black woman for you. So I never paid for it. I just kind of stick with Black People Meet. So there's that. That's the place that I have dated from. And I don't know. I cannot say that any person that I have met and decided to date, and we dated over a period of time, it was horrible, or they were a terrible person. I guess I never really think about that, think like that about anybody that is in my past. Thank God. I'm never angry with someone to that extent. I don't know why today that seems to be a thing with young women in particular that just really are mad at Black men. I'm not mad at Black men. I mean, it wasn't great all the time, but I'm not mad or anything of that sort. You know, I mean, they were decent guys. I mean, it just didn't really work out for whatever, I'm not going to say for whatever reason. The normal reason was that we did not have enough in common. And I have learned, and maybe I should have already known, that it is really important that you have some common things that you like to do, a common sense of humor, a real like for one another, aside from maybe being attracted to each other. I've also learned that age can be difficult. You know, I think most of the time, one of the persons I dated was older than me. Two of the people were younger than me. One was about maybe 5 years younger, and the other about 10 years younger. And younger people, even though we're talking about younger, older people, can still be from an entirely different generation. And so that is meaningful. That can be meaningful. Particularly if you are a person, I am a person who is sort of old school, and my desires and expectation and how I handle myself as a woman and how I expect for or think that men should handle themselves. And I'll just say that young people, younger people, I don't know, maybe it was in that 10-year-ago group in particular when that kind of adversarial situation began to happen. And also, I think women are much more aggressive, assertive, you know, who are younger. Excuse me one more minute. All I think that younger women are more assertive. Maybe Texas women are more assertive or aggressive, do more of the work. And I think that men have really gotten used to it. The younger people, the people I was dating in particular, the man that I was dating. So, you know, I mean, I feel like I learned some things from it. I don't feel negative about it. I don't feel negative about the person. I feel like that it's just, you know, it just kind of two different people who did not have enough things in common. The other person, it was a little bit of you know, regular things you go through, people not quite being honest about some things. I was in school at that time. That's difficult. That could be another difficulty, excuse me, if people have a need to have attention and you have a job and maybe they don't have a job, or, you know, however that might manifest themselves. So there are little things, too, that can make these kinds of situations difficult. So my question, and this is what I'm bringing to you and thinking about as a listener, if you listen to this, if you come to my, I hope you will come to my my author website and kind of add your discussion to this, because this is the kind of question that I'm at right now and where I am with my kind of thinking about dating or my feelings about dating. And it kind of came on me unexpectedly. As I was saying, I was pretty excited about dating. I've never been really upset with men. I've always liked male company. And I don't know, maybe I'm just in a growth. Maybe this is where I should have always been, and I'm just getting here at this point in time. Maybe I should have always been a little bit more because it sounds like I'm not being thoughtful, a little less concerned, a little more attentive to everything before beginning to date somebody. So maybe I should say that. And I'm not saying, and please don't think that I dated a lot, because I haven't. You know, I'm just saying maybe I was more attentive to the fact that we were attracted to each other, or he was attractive to me, than I was thinking about some of the other things in the long term that would make the situation a bit more, I don't even want to say long lasting, because I don't know that that's the issue, more fun, more whatever, you know, than they have been for me. So the consequence is, and part of that consequence probably comes from the fact that we had COVID this year. COVID, I really look at it as a blessing in disguise. I enjoyed working from home. I really have gotten to relax in a way that I haven't done in a long time, to really think about some of the things that are struggles for me and try to work on those kinds of things, to enjoy my home, something I hadn't got to do. But I also think at the same time that not being in contact with other people on a regular basis may have helped this kind of way I'm feeling come about, let's say that. Or maybe it's just experience, as I say. So that's the question once again. So what I have noticed is, as I am dating now, I am a lot less excited. I'm a lot less excited about it. You know, I'm a lot more cautious about it. I'm a lot, to some people, or maybe I think in maybe at least one case and someone who wanted to date, and he was a nice enough guy, but I felt like he was being a little bit, he was moving pretty fast with me, or trying to, because COVID, we weren't going to do too much, you know, so we were talking by phone, but he was in a hurry to get past that, and I wasn't. And I feel like I had my defenses up because this person was really pushing a little bit too hard for me. And so every time that we would talk by phone, I would get very fussy with him. And the last time we talked, I don't even know what I was fussing about, but he hung up on me. So that kind of ended that situation. I've had a couple people who I talked to by phone who right away it seemed to me that they were looking to hurriedly, that's a sign to me now, hurriedly get into something. And that's really vetting as well. So that's the kind of vetting you always need to do in a real hurry to get into some kind of situation with somebody, even quicker than this person was, you know, that was their sole reason. My thought was that they were already in a relationship and they were looking to get out. Or another person with a few questions, I found out he had only been divorced like 2 or 3 months. And he was clearly in a hurry to trying to get back with somebody else. That's not a good sign either, or not something I'm interested in. But then the other situation is if you meet someone and they are you're having a good conversation with them. Everything seems nice. They're attractive. They seem like you have things that you like to do in common. But then they say one thing and it's sort of like, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. You know, it's like that one thing. But then I say to myself that maybe that one thing is a thing that should make me not want to do it anymore. Or maybe, here's the question, maybe it's just a point where you begin to say to yourself that if someone gets me, I haven't met somebody at this point, and maybe I won't, but I hope I will, that is worth, that feels worth going through all of the, really that has me excited about going further with it. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. You know, that the excitement of just kind of being attracted to a person is not enough. And you want the excitement of really saying, okay, this is something that might be special. I'm not saying I didn't feel like that before, but I'm saying that maybe I'm more conscious of other things because I don't know why. Maybe because I'm not in school, I'm not as busy. Could be a million reasons. Or maybe this is something that other people already always were, and I'm just getting to that point. Or maybe I'm being like Desmond, who really, you know, was just nitpicking at every single person because he really was fearful of making a commitment with somebody. So that's my question for any who has listened to this. How's dating treating you? What challenges do you have with dating? Are you going to be able to overcome them now that we are moving back out into the world? Do you even want to try to overcome them? Are we looking for too much in relationships? What is going on? Why is it so difficult to date and to just have a relationship that is sustaining and fun and not so difficult these days? So that's what I got for you today. Please, if you have not read Telling Stories, it is a book with some humor into it and some drama, and the story of two adult people who are carrying all of their kind of preferences and issues and pains and heartaches and struggles with them as they are navigating the world and trying to, and meeting each other and finding unexpectedly that they enjoy each other's company and trying to figure out where to go with that as well. All right, you guys, thanks for listening to this first podcast. Hope to get back with you soon. And I think the next one I will roll back and talk about my first novel, Plenty Good Room.